Carlson, low-IQ vandals are in charge of public schools, wrecking what they did not build from the very bottom to the very top. By Jeff Poor on May 14, 2021. Thursday, FNC's Tucker Carlson slammed the push within public schools to teach critical race theory and other left-of-center philosophies that outside of the American mainstream. Carlson highlighted there was a pushback underway against what he deemed low-IQ vandals promoting those ideologies. Transcript as follows. Carlson, Loudoun County, Virginia, right outside Washington, D.C., was for a very long time, for generations, a reasonable place. It was orderly and calm. It was well maintained. Loudoun County famously worked certainly in contrast to the city nearby, and then two things happened to Loudoun County. First, lots of federal money flowed in. All those government contracts in Washington made Loudoun County rich. In fact, Loudoun County is now the single richest county in the entire United States. And that's been a problem because any place you find easy money, you will also inevitably find large numbers of unhappy white liberals. Those brittle neurotics with the masks on screaming at everyone else to get in line. Loudoun County has a whole bunch of those people now. It also has a huge number of immigrants. One out of every four people in Loudoun County was born in another country. Now, in general, most immigrants are not very liberal at all. Actually, in fact, many of them have what would now be described as extreme right-wing positions on social issues. If you ever have a chance to ask a Salvadoran what he thinks of transgenderism, it'll make you laugh, probably nervously. You'll look around to see if anyone heard it. But as a practical matter, it doesn't matter at all what immigrants, what Salvadorans or Pakistanis think of social issues or how they organize their own families. Immigrants vote overwhelmingly for the Democratic Party. And those votes give more power, not to them, but to those unhappy white liberals who want to blow everything up. And that's why, mystery solved, dash a lot of places with high levels of recent immigrants tend to be far more liberal than those immigrants themselves. It's interesting, and that's definitely true in Loudoun County, Virginia. Take a look at the schools if you don't believe it. Loudoun County used to have famously good schools, people wanted to send their kids to those schools. Now those schools are run by lunatics who hate the country. It happened fast, it always does. Here's a video from a county school board meeting just 2 days ago. The first person you're going to see in this video is a middle school teacher called Andrea Weisskopf. Now, as you watch this, keep in mind that Andrea Weisskopf is actually a middle school teacher. She's not a paid actor. We didn't make her up to prove a point. She is entirely real, down to the ostentatiously displayed pronouns in her Twitter bio. Here's Ms. Weisskopf explaining how the book To Kill a Mockingbird, a book the rest of us assumed was all about why racism is bad, is in fact itself racist because it causes something called racial trauma due to the fact there are white people in it. Begin video clip. Andrea Weisskopf, middle school teacher, it's funny how they are so afraid of their children seeing another view of sexuality, gender, or religion. If you want to talk about books that are assigned, let's read To Kill a Mockingbird together. If you aren't willing to consider the racial trauma this assigned book causes black children with its white saviorism, then you have no business discussing any books. End video clip. Carlson, oh, so if you don't consider To Kill a Mockingbird racist, says Andrea Weisskopf, then, quote, you have no business discussing any books. Can you even imagine what this lady's personal life must be like? Miserable does not even begin to describe it. Desperate, hellish. But if she somehow looks familiar, there's a reason for that. You've heard a lot of lectures like this recently from people like Andrea Weisskopf, stupid people telling you what you're allowed to say and read. That's essentially 2021 summed up in a single sentence. The scariest part is, they are telling your kids the exact same thing all day, every day in school. So what effect is that having on your kids? On all of our kids? On the country itself? Well, over time, the effect is unimaginable. For the last year, most parents who put up with this, either they didn't know it was happening or they felt powerless to stop it from happening. They were afraid to object, to speak up, as lunatics like Andrea Weisskopf hurt their children. But that's changing, finally. Some parents have had enough of this. Watch this mother at this week's Loudoun County School Board meeting. Begin video clip. Chantel Cooper, concerned parent, CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors, so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you, an honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It is to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action and a backbone for what we asked for today, to ban CRT. I had to come down here today to tell it to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last greet and meet, respectfully. End video clip. Carlson, oh, yes. The woman you just saw is called Chantel Cooper and she deserves an award. Someone please give her an award. Critical race theory is racist, said Chantel Cooper, and she is absolutely right. It certainly is racist. It is obviously aggressively, flamboyantly racist. Hurting people because of their skin color is the entire point of critical race theory. There is no other point of it. And yet, it is now federal policy. Last month, the Department of Education proposed a regulation that directs tax dollars to the race hustlers who traffic in this poison. The administration specifically cited the work of Ibram Kendi, real name Henry Rogers, as well as the entirely fraudulent 1619 project headed by Nicole Hannah-Jones. So what are these people like? Well, we're going to show you. This show has just obtained a clip, an event held a few days ago by the Oregon Department of Education. Nicole Hannah-Jones spoke at that event, along with a Portland State professor called Ethan Johnson, who supposedly chairs the school's Black Studies department. According to this Ethan Johnson, and you may be surprised to learn this, slavery is still going. Begin video clip. Ethan Johnson, professor, Portland State University. One of the things that is really important, I think, is to not frame slavery as a legacy, but is it still here? Its legacy suggests that it's over and there are some remnants of it moving forward. And I would suggest that no, slavery is right here. The idea of where the slave is still here. And we're living that. End video clip. Carlson, okay, so the Civil War never happened. It turns out that your ancestors weren't killed or maimed trying to end slavery. Abraham Lincoln never signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Slavery is still underway. That's the view of some guy who is literally claiming to be a college professor. But he's not alone. People like that are in charge of the schools now. Low IQ vandals wrecking what they did not build from the very bottom to the very top. They are everywhere. We could give you endless examples. Here's just one because it happened just hours ago. The state of California has announced its new mathematics framework for students across the state, our biggest state. One of the authors of this framework is a Stanford professor called Joe Buller. Here's how she explained the plan. These are her words, quote, "I'm very pleased to announce the new mathematics framework for California. Some highlights: a strong social justice orientation. All students should take the same courses, kindergarten through 10th grade. Vive la math revolution." Right. Numbers are racist, kill them. It's lunacy. It's the French Revolution. The stuff is everywhere. Have you ever taken a look at the books that your kids are being assigned in school? Have you actually read them? Parents in Loudoun County actually did read them. And one mother had the temerity to read portions of those books aloud at the Loudoun County School Board meeting. Watch. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, Jasper wasn't even my boyfriend. Just this dude I did some hacking with once in a while. He was pretty basic library systems, low security, bleep. Not in my league at all. But he had a big, bleep, and sometimes a girl just needs a big, bleep. Her top lip curled up. Wait a minute, is that what's really going on? She did your homework, and you ate her, bleep? Is that why you're crying? Unidentified female, it's okay. It's cool. This is what girls do at parties. I told myself and kept dancing with the boy. I couldn't see the alcohol making my waist wind faster. If this is inappropriate for me to read to you, this is inappropriate for our children. Unidentified female, how much did the billion-dollar porn industry contribute at LCPS? My question is now, are you going to use the whole language approach to coincide with this vile reading and teach pole dancing and pee? End video clip. Carlson, no, that was not To Kill a Mockingbird with Scout and Boo Radley. That's racist. What you just heard were excerpts from anti-racist books that have been officially approved by Loudoun County teachers. Here's a man called Brandon Michon trying to read more from those books, daring to read aloud from the books that Loudoun County children are told to read. Watch how they try and shut him up as he does. Begin video clip. Brandon Michon, concerned parent, I'm going to read an excerpt from a freshman honors English class in Stonebridge. She's a hoe, just like your sister, bleep, every dude on the courts. It's time for LCPS to get their acts and their house in order. The curtain has been pulled back. And people can now see the deficient leadership that's been in this county. My 5-year-old is being peddled transgender books in her library. Teenagers are being served pornography under the guise of young adult literature. Do something. Be a leader. Because you know what, the citizens of this county deserve better, and if you're not willing to do it. Unidentified female, can you please cover your nose with your mask? Michon, you're all vaccinated, what the freak? Give me 10 seconds back. Give me 10 seconds back. Unidentified female, you know the rules. Thank you. End video clip. Carlson, wear your mask when you criticize us. It's a pandemic. In the end, they just cut off his mic. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.